Great
performance for him. You know, we were just talking about it's been a long time since he's played a hockey game. So that was a great start. Obviously, huge save on the PK there early, and I thought he looked really good.
Who else did you like tonight?
Really like Foline. Really like Zucker. I like Nino. I thought that. We had some guys that had some strong games. You know, Oli, for young kid, first game, I thought it was pretty impressive the way he showed himself tonight, too.
You mentioned Zucker, another guy that hasn't played for a long time. Yeah. It seemed like he tried to set the tone for a shift, physical.
He was, I thought, you know, all game long, he was competing hard. He was going to the hard areas. His speed was a factor and generating some chances. And I think you saw tonight we used him a lot. We were trying him out on the PK. We were using him on the power play, and he showed well.
Couple fights for Bickle tonight. Seems like he's trying to catch your eye with
him. Well, you know what? I should have mentioned him too. I was actually happy with his game. I thought that obviously the fact that he's making a statement, he's saying that I want to be here. I think he kind of he's smart enough to realize that, if there's maybe an opportunity to be on our team, it might not be on the second power play unit.
Right.
It might be by bringing something special to the equation, and he was ready to show that tonight. And on top of that, I thought that his game was solid too.
Do you look at that as kind of the big test in camp, figuring out who your sixth and seventh D's are going to be?
That's part of it. That's part of it. And a couple of guys. I thought that. On the back end, a couple of those guys showed me that they want to be here, and that's what you're looking for. I thought that there were some parts of our game that, it looked like it was game one of the exhibition season, but there was other times where we were going pretty good. So, all in all, it's about what you'd expect for the first exhibition game.
You mentioned Foline. What did you like about him?
Well, you know what? I thought that his first period was sort of very average. I like that he picked this game up a lot. I thought that he got stronger in his own zone, and I thought he got sort of more assertive through the neutral zone as far as his gap control, playing a little bit tighter, creating some turnovers. But he showed me a little bit more on the offensive side than I realized he had. I knew that he had a big shot, but as far as vision, the play at the end of the game, the play that he made to Zuck when he was crashing the net, these are heads-up plays I wasn't sure that I didn't know that he had that in him.
What can a game do when you don't bring everybody here, but you have guys like Coyle, Nina Ryder, Zucker, all three could play big roles for you this year to play the role that they did tonight, special team?
Well, it's good for them. That's what we said. First off, you use these games to try to figure out and answer some questions as far as who's going to make your team. Some of it's rewarding guys and giving guys an experience. For those guys, it's about getting them ready. And so it's an opportunity to build a little bit of confidence, get feeling good about themselves. And as far as playing themselves into shape, that's what you want. You want them playing big minutes, and it only helps to get you ready.
Was there a reason, by the way, that you didn't bring Dumbo? Was it just to get to the eight vets?
No, that's because there will be another game.
Okay.
That was what we chose, we can get more into it. But, as far as special teams, that was sort of the way things have worked out tonight. And so this has no bearing on the fact that he's played well or anybody else has played better than him. That by no means. I've been very happy with his camp, along with again a couple of the guys that we saw tonight.
So cool. It was more the special teams.
It's just sort of the breakdown of what we were looking for, going forward.
Coyle back at center seemed to do okay on the draw. What did you think of him there?
I thought that as the game went on, I thought his game in the third period was really, really strong. In fairness to him, I thought that in his own zone, he wasn't as quick and assertive as I'd probably like. But I think that like I said, in fairness to him, he hasn't been practicing at center all camp as well. So there was a little hesitation, but I think that comes when you're thinking. So I saw a little bit of that on the defensive side, just a little bit of thinking as opposed to reacting. But I thought that again, as the game went on, I mean his skating is strong, his power game is there, and I thought he made a couple of real nice plays.
take that timeout in the third period just to set something up? Because it seemed to work because he scored shortly after that timeout in the third.
Yeah, well, a little too late. But I like that, you know, I mean, we actually came pretty close to getting one right near the end, too. So guys kept fighting. And you know what? I think that power play obviously was, it looked like if that, you know, we hadn't worked on it a whole lot. And obviously, you know, we haven't, so we got to get on that for sure. So, I mean, the fact that we got one at the end and we gave up one on the PK, we were minus one on the special teams, and, you know, all in all, you know, kind of looking at the 5-on-5 game, not completely disappointed.
Will you do first round of cuts tomorrow? Or?
Can we talk about tomorrow?
Yep. So that's a yes.
Take that as you will.